Beginning of Parshas told us, the Torah tells us, Vahi Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana b'kachtoros Rivka bas Bisrael harmini p'tan aram, achos havan amila l'isha. Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka, says Rashi. Sharei kishaba Avraham mehar moriya nisbasa shenolda Rivka. So the end of Parshas Vayera, Avraham finds out that Rivka was born. Yitzchak haya ben shloshim l'sheva shana. At that point, at the Akedah, Yitzchak was 37. Shrei bo beperek meisa Sarah. Mishanoli Yitzchak at Akedah was 37 years. Sarah was 9 years old when Yitzchak was born. 127 and she passed away. That gives you 37. He waited for 3 years until Rivka was of age to get married at the age of 3. The Or HaChaim points out, Tam shehutzrach lo diaz ma nisuav, ma shalano came Avram. So the Torah doesn't tell us when, how old Avram was he got married. We mentioned last week, the Torah doesn't tell us, actually we didn't mention it, but here. But the Torah doesn't tell us anything about when Avram got married. But Allah says, Tam, li'ikav azman, shesha yitzchak v'lo nisuin, ad avor arba'im shana. The Torah is coming to tell you why is it, or at least to point out, that Yitzchak was pretty old when he got married. And the Torah is giving you the context why that was the case. Why did he wait so long to get married? He waited till he was 40 in order to marry Yitzchak, Rivka. Kamo shagamar omer lo lisha perish lo yuchedesi bas zugo. L'manita chakodim la lo haisa bas zug. This was the one that Yitzchak was supposed to marry. She was only born 3 years earlier. So this is the earliest time that they could have gotten married. So you would have expected Yitzchak to have gotten married earlier. Why did he wait so long? Because Rivka wasn't available until he was 40. Why would he have expected Yitzchak to get married earlier? So we know the mission of us in the fifth para tells us that ben shmonasre l'chuppa, that the age of getting married is 18. Machlokes, does that mean 18 years or 17 years? Is it the 18th year? Which is Mashmas of the Rambam, we'll see in a few minutes, as the Magen Mishnah points out, it doesn't mean actually the age of 18. But either 17 or 18 is the appropriate time to get married. The Gemara tells us, however, in Kiddushin Daf Kaftes, that maybe there's some wiggle room there. The Gemara tells us, Kaftes and Vesin Kiddushin, Tana Rabbanan, Lil Motor of Elisa Isha, Yil Motor of Acherkach Isa Isha. So, person has the responsibility of both learning and get married. He should learn Torah and then get married. In the EF, Shalom below Isha, but if he can't function without a wife, Yisa Isha v'achakach yilmo Torah. Amri Yehudam Shmuel, Halacha no si Isha v'achakach yilmo Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rechaim etzavar v'yasek v'torah. Lo pligi halan v'alu. So Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shem Shmuel, first you get married, then you learn. Rabbi Yochanan says, how could you learn Torah if you're married? You have literally a millstone around your neck. How could you learn Torah? The Gemara says, Lo pligi halan v'haluhu. Differences between B'nai Bavel and B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what's the halan and haluhu? So Rashi learns, excuse me, halan, haluhu, B'nai Bavel, hayu holchen v'gorsin mishnayis hatanam b'Eretz Yisrael. So the people that lived in Bavel would go and learn in Eretz Yisrael. So they would learn out of town. So they didn't really have the responsibilities of having to support a household at home. Therefore, Nosi Isha, the Hava below here, they get married, and then they go learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and sounds like leave their wives behind. Halahu, Lubinei Eretz Yisrael, Halondim, Mimkomam. So everyone there was local. If you're going to get married, you have to support a family. You won't be able to learn Torah. So therefore, in that situation, better to learn Torah first and then get married. Tosfos argues. Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, the opposite, that Rabbi Yochanan says, first get married, first learn Torah. That's for Bnei Bavel. She'enu yachal anich ishto v'yelach v'yilmo Torah. Because it's not right to just leave your wife at home and then go learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The OJ Maniyim, and they were poor in Bavel, so they couldn't support a wife easily. So they're better to learn first. The Shmuel Amar Nosi Isha Tchila Lebnei Eretz Yisrael Amar Shechol and Lumlo Bemkom, and they were local. The Gam Hemashirim and they were rich, so they're able to support a family even while learning Torah. Fine, but either way, so the Gemara has that machlokas. The Gemara says not really machlokas, it depends on circumstances, whether to get married first or whether to learn Torah first. Then the Gemara says, skipping a couple lines, quotes the name of Huna, then Esim Shana Velanasi Isha Kalyama Bavera. So if a person hits the age of 20 and doesn't get married yet, that's bad. Fine. And then the Gemara quotes a statement that if you don't get married by 20, Tipach Atmosav, also not so good. The Gemara says, Rav Chisda said, I got married at 16, and had I gotten married at 14, it would have been even better. And then the Gemara has two possibilities. What's the range? Is the range 16 to 22, or the range up to 24, 18 to 24? So either way, the Gemara says there are priorities to consider getting married versus learning Torah. And there may be some wiggle room in terms of what to do first. And then there may be a range of when one could get married up to as old as 24. So that's the baseline of what the appropriate range is. Either way, Yitzchak Avinu was far in excess of that. So that's what the Orach Chaim comments. There is a reason for that. So this is quoted Lahalacha. First, let's look at the Rambam. Ishes Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis. Ha'ish Mitzuv Al Peri Rivya Avalo Isha. As we mentioned earlier, the Rambam says ben shmona asrei l'chupa, it means in the 18th year from age 17. So all things being equal, the Rambam says, once you're 20, you're not married yet, you're violating your mevatel a mitzvah asay. The imaya osek b'torah b'tarba. However, if there's a cheshbon, you're learning Torah. If you're going to get married, you're going to have to support a family. You won't be able to dedicate your time to learning the same way. So then you're allowed to delay it. So the Rambam says, general principle, Oseik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. So if you're Oseik b'tama Torah, you're pater from getting married / peruvu. We'll have to come back to what exactly means by that. The kosher came the Talmud Torah. If Oseik b'mitzvah in general is part of b'nei mitzvah, then kosher came Oseik b'Talmud Torah is part of b'nei mitzvah. We'll have to come back to that. And this is quoted Lalacha in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph, Sif Gimel. Mitzvah al kol adam sheyisei isha ben yudches. Ve'amaktim lisa ben yud gimel mitzvah min amufkar. But before 13, that's a little bit young. Vishum Indian lo yavor mi esim shana v'lo'isha, you shouldn't get past 20. Misha avrilav shmodi esim shana v'ina rotzalisa, a person passes the ripe old age of 20, doesn't want to get married, bezin kofin osalisa kadei l'kai misus peruvu, so bezin will beat him up until he agrees to get married. Miu im osik v'tar v'taridba, v'misyare lisa isha kadei shelo yitrach b'mizona v'yisbatam v'natara, as we just saw in the Rambam, based on the Gemara in Kedushin, that if you're learning Torah and you don't want to be distracted, then you're allowed to delay. The Rambam comments, and nowadays we don't beat people up anymore. Fine. So what are the parameters of this license to delay in order to facilitate one's more serious engagement in Talmud Torah? So the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kol Misha Ein Osei B'Peri Rivya, Kielu Shafek Dam, if a person doesn't engage in Peruvu, it's Kielu, he's Shafek Damim. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Kielu, Mimai Tadmus. And then Ben Azay Omer, Kielu Shafek Dam, Mimai Tadmus. Both of those. Okay. Omer Ben Azay. Yesh na dorish and na mekayim, na mekayim ve ein na dorish, ata na dorish and na mekayim. You talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk. That's nice of you to say such strong words about someone who isn't Osim Peri Rivya, but you never got married yourself, Ben Azai. Amar Rav Ben Azai, Ima'ese, Shenafshi Choshka B'Torah, Efshar La'olam Sheizkayim Ayidei Chayim. So Ben Azai is talking for the masses, but for me, says Ben Azai, Nafshi Choshka B'Torah, and let the rest of the world do Pru Urvu, and leave me out of that. So Ben Azai is quoted La'alacha. Question is, to what extent is it quoted La'alacha, and how relevant is it? The Rambam, back Paratesh Vav Halacha Gimel, Misha Choshka Nafshi B'Torah Tamid, V'shaga ba kiben azai, v'nidbak ba kol yama, v'lo nasa isha, aim the other oven. So someone has this burning cheshek b'torah, and he's constantly engaged in Talmud Torah, like ben azai, and he doesn't get married, aim the other oven. So who shalo ye yitzer miskabrelav? Fine. And that's quoted basically Lashon HaRambam in Simon Aleph, if Dalid, beginning of Ebenezer. Hush. First part of Kedushin, Simon Membez. Back to the Gemara that says that you have the license of delaying if you're Ose B'Talmud Torah. The Rush wonders. The kitzba la osa limud lo yadana. So all the Gemara told us over there is that you can delay. It doesn't say how long you can delay. So that's not clear, says the Rush. Shelo yitachen she yisbatel mipiri rivya kol yamav. Shelo yitachen that you're never going to get married. Shelo matzinu ze ela b'ben azai shechashka nafshu b'torah. That was a once in history dispensation of ben azai, but that's not relevant to anyone else. The Beis Shmuel points out, Simon Aleph, Sifkat, and Hey, sounds like Yavim Achlokas, Rambam, Rosh here. The Rambam quotes Ben Azai, Lahalacha, and not just Ben Azai. He says, anyone like Ben Azai, if he doesn't get married, that's not considered an Aveira. And that's how it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh says, there has to be a limit. We don't know exactly what the limit is, but Ben Azai was a one-time exception. It sounds like in a rush that's not a din lidoro, so to speak. It's not that anyone else can come along and claim that he's on that level of Ben Azai. So he thinks this is a machlokas Rambam in the rush. To what extent Ben Azai is relevant lahalacha? Piskei Tshuva. But again, in Shulchan Aruch we do quote the Rambam that does mention Ben Azai. Nevertheless, Piskei Tshuva there in Sifkat and Hay quotes quotes of Mari Kash, Medaktik and Lashon HaMechaber, where it says, Eino rotze Lisa Isha, that we beat him up if he turns 20, he doesn't want to get married. It doesn't say we beat him up and if he turns 20 and he's not married. He says he doesn't want to get married, mashma. If he wants to get married, but he's waiting to find the right girl, or for some other reason, then we don't beat him up. Mikol makom yeirah de'einlis acher memnei siba shechutz migufo ela at esim v'arba. But under normal circumstances, you shouldn't delay past 24. That's the upper limit, the largest, the highest figure in that Gemara Kedushin. So even if you have cheshbonos, why you want to delay? Past 24, you shouldn't delay. So along those lines, the Marim Shek, first Chuban Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph, was asked about a 20-year-old who has a prospect for Shidduch, but he says that if he'll wait a little bit longer, he'll wait till he's older, he'll find a better Shidduch. So do we tell him he has to go with the girl who's available now? Or can he wait? So he says this question has multiple layers. Number one, general question, delaying performance of a mitzvah. So he quotes that there may be a difference between if you have a mitzvah that's you're only going to perform once and you can perform it in an optimal fashion, so maybe there's justification for delaying some time until you can perform that mitzvah in an optimal fashion. And he says, maybe there's a raya from Yitzchak Avinu. How is it that Yitzchak Avinu, or why is it that he didn't get married until 40? Yaakov Avinu, even worse, didn't get married till he was 84. And we know that B'nai Noach were mitzuvah al peruvu as well. So why didn't Avram Avinu, who was the king of Zrizus, insist that his son get married by 20? So the Marmashik says, he could have said that this is all al p'dibur. You can't ask Kashas and the Avos. And Rivka wasn't born yet, like we saw in the Rechayim. So there was no choice. That's how it had to be. But that doesn't tell you anything, the Doros. But he says, Avram Avinu, it sounds like from Medrash, didn't know from the beginning that Yitzchak was going to marry Rivka per se. So you can't just say that he didn't try because he knew the Zivik wasn't born yet. It wasn't clear that Avram Avinu knew who Yitzchak was supposed to marry. He says, rather, the Avos, the whole purpose of getting married for the Avos is only to have children leading up to the Shvatim. And they would be more mukhshar to have the right children at an older age, whatever the details of how that works would be. But he says, on some level, maybe it's the Araya from Yitzchak, that if you have a cheshbon that you could get a better zivug later on, it's better to wait, even if that'll take you well past the age of 20. And then he's bothered, because it's Truma Sedeshin, Simulam and Hey. The local question of Truma Sedeshin there, just quoting Shulchan Aruch, is can you wait, or should you wait for Kiddush Levana until Bosei Shabbos if they have the opportunity to do it midweek? But as part of that, he discusses the question of whether you have a choice of Yibam with a katan, or having the katan wait till it becomes a gadol to do Yibam, which would be optimal over Chalitza, or doing Chalitza now with the Acha Gadol who's over Bar Mitzvah. In the course of that discussion, Shema Sedeshen raises the concern of Shema Yamus Chashinan. So maybe we should be worried, if you can wait too long, that one of the principals may die. So the Maharam Shik raises the question, why wasn't Avram Avinu concerned Shema Yamus? They says there was Avtacha, that there would be, there was Avtacha that the Shvatim would be born and the family of Avram Avinu would continue. So maybe weren't Chashin on the Misa in that situation, but maybe that's not relevant for everyone else. Then he raises a question. Maybe when we look at Peruvu, it's not just a cheshbon of do I perform the mitzvah now? Do I delay performing the mitzvah later? There's another element. That the point of Peruvu is the point of getting married is for Peruvu, which is to populate the world. So he says, when the Rambam tells you that Osef a mitzvah, Pater min a mitzvah, and the Rambam says that maybe the reason you're allowed to delay getting married if you're learning Torah is because Osek b'mitzvah of Talmud, Osek b'mitzvah in general is part of the mitzvah. And the Rambam says, Kol Shekein Osek b'Talmud Torah is part of the mitzvah. So he says, really what the Rambam means to say yes, he says like this. Where is it? Yes, he says be'emes tam zekashali alav. When the Rambam says osik b'mitzvah patur ben mitzvah is license for delaying getting married, v'chia osik b'torah yehi patur mikol mitzvah samus b'torah. So would you tell me that anytime you're engaged in talmud Torah, you don't have to do any other mitzvah? The Al-Karkas Arach Lomar, that the reason you could delay Puruvu is because it's considered Efshar Liskayim Ayidei Acherim. When we say Osei Mitzvah Padre Mitzvah by Talmud Torah, that's only true if it's a mitzvah that could be performed by someone else, so you don't have to be Mevatel your Torah to do that mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah that no one else can do, so we tell you, you should be Mevatel Talmud Torah in order to engage in that mitzvah. So on some level, Puruvu is Efshar Ayidei Acherim, meaning on one level it is your mitzvah, but the point is to have the world populated, and if there are other people engaging in populating the world, so maybe on some level that's Efshar Lasas Ayidei Acherim, and therefore you could delay your own personal performance of Puruvu. Rabbi Chanan has something along those lines a little bit more directly in Kovet Shirim Simen Yud Tes. Rabbi Chanan quotes a Chuvas Ma'arit, who was asked about a man who engaged in Erisin with Ma'aris a Kitana. He was already 30 years old, and the girl is 6 or 7, and he took a Shvua that he's not going to be Mekadesh any other Bas Yisrael as long as this the Mureses is still B'chayim. So Marie was asked, is that considered to be Nishba Levatel as HaMitzvah? Because you're precluding your own involvement in Puruvu for another 5 years until this girl becomes a Gedola. So Marie says that it's true that there's Bittel Mitzvah of Puruvu once a person reaches 20 and he doesn't get married. However, when we say a shvu is not chal, a built a mitzvah, that's only if the mitzvah is misbateles legamri. So it's true if you say, I'm taking a shvua that I'm not going to wear tefillin today. So then that's nishba levatos a mitzvah, because every day there's another mitzvah tefillin, even though I could wear tefillin tomorrow. But here, if you say, I'm taking a shvua not to engage in the mitzvah of Puruvu for 6 years, but of the opportunity afterwards, maybe that's not nishba levatel as a mitzvah. And then the Marit backtracks, and he says, no, maybe that's still considered to be nishba levatel as ha-mitzvah. Because even by Puruvu, maybe there's an element that you're mechuyev in engaging in Puruvu every day until such time as you have the requisite number of children to have been mekayim Puruvu. That's what he quotes from the Marit. And then Rabbi Chanan goes to our Rambam. The Rambam says, Mutar l'sacher oseh b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah kol shekein b'talmud Torah. So he quotes from the Gemara in Ma'ikata and Daf Tes, the Yisod, that when it comes to Talmud Torah, that you don't have to be Mevatel Talmud Torah to do another mitzvah if it's Efshar L'Asos Ayidei Acherim, but if it's Efshar L'Asos Ayidei Acherim, you can. As Rabbi Chanan explains, that's because when it comes to Talmud Torah is by nature an all-encompassing mitzvah that you're supposed to engage in every free moment that you have. If there are other things that need your attention, so then it's considered you're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah at the moment because there are other things that require your attention. So if it's a mitzvah that's Efshar L'Asos Ayidei Acherim, so at that moment, you're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah because you have to do that mitzvah that is unique to you. So he says, when the Rambam says over here, that osei b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, he basically means that efshar la'asoso al yedei acherim. So when it comes to Puruvu, if you're going to delay it, that's not considered to be a bittul ha-mitzvah. That's only considered to be delaying it. And that's not nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah. And he quotes that Shuvas HaRashba Chela Dalet Simen Sadi Aleph, Mi Shenishba Shelo Yisa Isha Azman Yadua. So it takes a shvua that he's not going to marry someone until such and such a time. So is that comparable to taking a shvua not to perform a mitzvah? He doesn't say he's never going to get married. He's not going to get married until such time. Says the Rashba, that's not considered nishba levatel sa mitzvah. The efshel l'kayim zevizeh. You can be mekayim your shvua and you can still get married. Below zu b'lvach ein zmano bahol elafila b'mitzvah shizmano bahol kamila b'yom aches. In nishba shelo yamo baboker ad arba v'chameshos, o shenishba shelo yocha matzah sharishon shalayim is kain shuvah. So mishatei adzman shenishba. You can take a shvua. I'm not going to eat matzah the first 2 hours of Leil Pesach. You can take a shvua. You're not going to do milah the first four hours of the day. That's not considered nishba about those mitzvah because you still have time during the window to be mekayim the mitzvah and be mekayim your shvua. The Rashba says same thing when it comes to nisuin. You take a shvua. You're not going to marry a woman for the next 5 years. You're not going to get married in the next 5 years. You can get married in 6 years. So that's not considered to be nishba levatel sa mitzvah. So that's what Rabbi Chanan says here as well in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Osei b'mitzvah, patur ben mitzvah, v'koshe kei ma'itam Torah. He means that that's not considered to be a bitul asay of peruvu because you have the opportunity to do it later on. That's not nishba levatel sa mitzvah. And as far as you're concerned, that's ke'ilu a efshel asoso aidei echeirim situation. And then he says, with a Rambam quote from Misha Chasha B'Torah, like Ben Azai, so that is a situation of ones. There's a someone of the Azai category never gets married. That's considered to be some kind of an ones that he's not considered to have violated the Chiyuv of Pu, and that's not considered to be a bittul asay. So bottom line, the general Mahalach HaMechuvar based on the Gemara Kedushin, Ben Azai, and what we saw at the beginning of Simon Alf Eben Ezer with the Nosei Kalim is that one can make reasonable cheshbonos to delay seeking to get married for a few years, potentially up to the age of 24. Subject, generally speaking, we don't endorse the Nazis nowadays. And Yitzchak Avinu, whatever the reason was presumably a unique situation. But within the 24 ballpark, it's still reasonable for delaying a marriage if there is a cheshbon. Oh yeah, where did you write that?